It is Tuesday, July 9th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Support for KUAF comes from Pilates Plus, offering Pilates classes and equipment, bar classes, massage therapy, private instruction, and more. Information and class schedules are available at PilatesPlusNWA.com or 287-4519.
Ahead on this edition of Ozark, Steve Yates collects inspiration for his short stories almost everywhere, from his time working on highways in Arkansas to a true crime story in Springfield, Missouri. His new volume of stories, Some Kinds of Love, runs the gamut from straight-ahead narrative to fantasy-laced science fiction. We'll talk to the former Fayetteville resident about his latest collection.
Plus, concern for some small banks in Arkansas, and if you've ever been to the Waffle House on Dixon Street in Fayetteville, you're familiar with the restaurant's logo of a waffle chased by a hungry pig. We'll meet the artist behind that picture. More of her work is included in an exhibit in Springdale this month.
But first, as supporters of same-sex unions around the country celebrate recent rulings by the U.S. Supreme Court, activists are continuing the fight to legalize gay marriage in all 50 states. Yesterday at the Clinton School of Public Service, Hope native Chad Griffin of the Human Rights Campaign spoke of his organization's efforts to challenge laws banning gay marriage. He called for Arkansas's elected officials to support a civil right he says would mean equal treatment for more citizens.
We need the leadership of those who are elected in this state in Washington to be with us on this issue. Some of the elected officials here are undecided or at least haven't publicly expressed their views on these issues, and we need them. Both of the senators from this state, quite frankly, should be supportive of something that's such a basic fairness.
Meanwhile, Arkansas's Economic Development Director Grant Tenniel joined Griffin and other advocates in supporting same-sex marriage at the Capitol. He says the state would benefit economically by legalizing gay marriage because it would show companies that Arkansas is friendly to a valuable workforce.
We're not talking about inconsequential companies. We're talking about major brands here in the United States. And I think that increasingly companies make decisions about where they want to locate based on where their employees will be the happiest.
Arkansas is one of 37 states that bans gay marriage.
Hewlett-Packard is laying off about 500 workers in Conway as the company streamlines its operations. The $28 million customer support facility only opened 3 years ago and was heralded as a game changer for the state's economic reputation. Roby Brock with Talk Business Arkansas says HP will remain a major employer in the community.
HP will not confirm how many employees it actually has at its Conway facility. There's some debate that it's somewhere between 1,000 and maybe 1,400 workers. Still, 500 job cuts is significant to any community in Arkansas, and Conway will definitely feel the effects of this in terms of its immediacy. The good news is that a lot of these workers are highly trained, highly educated. They will have other opportunities either within the company or at other companies, particularly tech firms that might be here in Central Arkansas might look to hire some of these HP workers.
The company told employees it will provide severance packages and offer assistance to help those who were laid off find work.
An argument over semantics seems to be settled as it pertains to a new state law that some believed allowed open carry of firearms in the state. Yesterday, Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel issued an opinion regarding Act 746 passed by the Arkansas General Assembly earlier this year. The law, which was intended to make technical corrections to state regulations pertaining to possession of handguns in public places, also included language that permitted Arkansans to legally possess a handgun if on a journey. According to the law, a journey is defined as when someone travels beyond the county in which the person lives. But according to the Attorney General's opinion, the concept of the journey is narrowly tailored throughout legislative history to, quote, permit the carrying of weapons when necessary to defend against perils on the highway, end quote. The Attorney General stated that the journey exception has been a part of Arkansas statutory law since the mid-1800s and that the General Assembly of 2013 is presumed to have enacted Act 746 with this historical connotation in mind.
Beginning this evening, construction of the 71B flyover in Fayetteville will close one westbound lane of the Fulbright Expressway. Vehicles turning onto the Fulbright Expressway and heading west will be required to merge into the left lane, as the right lane will be closed to allow crews to begin preparations for the next phase of construction. The lane shift will extend for about 2,000 feet and will only be in effect between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. through Thursday morning. Both lanes of traffic will remain open during daytime hours.
Dates for Arkansas's annual sales tax holiday have been announced. From just after midnight on August 3rd until just before midnight on August 4th, shoppers in the state will be able to purchase certain school supplies, school art supplies, instructional materials, and clothing without having to pay state and local sales or use tax. The savings could be substantial, as the state's sales and use tax increased by 0.5% at the beginning of this month. That 0.5% increase was the highway tax approved by Arkansas voters last fall.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals last night put another check in the win column when the team defeated the Frisco Rough Riders 7-3. The Naturals won 2 of 3 in the series in Frisco, Texas. The Nats returned to Arvis Ballpark in Springdale for a 4-game series against the Springfield Cardinals beginning tomorrow.
Yesterday, Johnson and Polk counties were among the first Arkansas counties to declare burn bans this summer. The National Weather Service has issued hazardous weather outlooks for much of the listening area, stating there is potential for hazardous heat and humid conditions to intensify during the first half of the week, heat index values topping out at over 100 degrees in many areas. In addition to the hazardous weather outlook, the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat advisory for the Arkansas River Valley and eastern Oklahoma until 8 p.m. Wednesday. According to the advisory, the heat index will rise to as much as 110 degrees Wednesday afternoon until a weak cold front moves into the area late Wednesday, but hot and humid conditions could persist in southeast Oklahoma through Thursday.
Mostly clear tonight with lows from 71 in northwest Arkansas to 76 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of rain with highs from 96 to around 100 degrees. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain before 1 a.m. Expect lows from 70 in northwest Arkansas to 76 in the Arkansas River Valley.